Michael, first of all, congratulations picking up your third PWC All-Star on the back of, I suppose, a bit of a mixed year for Donegal. You'll have some regrets that maybe you didn't go a bit further in the championship.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think the first overwhelming feeling, I suppose, is that sense of disappointment. In 2018, the introduction to Super 8, so we came off the back of an Ulster, successful Ulster Championship campaign. Got knocked out in the group stages of the Super 8s. And this year, I suppose, the main focus is to try and get back there and go one better. And I suppose, again, we failed in that regard. Started out really good promise, where we got promoted from Division 2. And again, another good Ulster Championship campaign. With a mixture of injuries and a mixture of just not being up to Mayo's performance on that day, we didn't overcome that do-or-die game, you know.
It was a very difficult Super 8s group that you were handed, though. To have Kerry, Mayo, Meath all in one group was a tricky one.
It was, without a doubt, but that's essentially what the Super 8s is going to be. It's going to be eight best teams, essentially, and you have that down, you're going to come up against really tough ones, and it's proven that way for us for the last 2 years. But again, we can have no complaints. Again, we were given the opportunity in the last game to go and win it and to go and seize it, and we weren't up to it in that day against Mayo. So again, I know it's a young side, but we need to try and put that right now. And I suppose over the winter months, that's going to be the whole shift and the whole focus. And I do believe we are getting there. I do believe we are improving. But I suppose that needs to now transcend into championship, hopefully soon. And I suppose we'll have a good building block this year too, with playing Division 1 football and coming up against that on a weekly basis, over the months of February and March. So we'll look forward to that again. We'll just keep on trying to build. As I say, the Rome wasn't built in a day, and it's very difficult to get any success overnight, and it does take building foundations over 3 to 4 years before you can hopefully realise bear the fruits of the success, you know.
Is there, you've played in both divisions, obviously Division 1 and 2, is there a big difference between the two divisions week on week?
Difficult, all I know anyway is league football, intensity wise, pace wise, in terms of the difficult nature of it, is right up there with championship. I think that has been the huge progression in league football over the last number of years. I think just teams are so well conditioned all year round now, and the quality of pitches is better, the pace of the game is better, and just league football is you really need to be on your go, whereas years ago when I first started, you used the league nearly in preparation for a championship to get your body right. And I just noticed there's huge differences in that. Listen, is there a difference between Division 1 and Division 2? The quality of Division 2 teams definitely is increasing, but you would still, if you look at the latter stages of semi-finals and finals of all Ireland's, it's made up of Division 1 teams. So likewise, the quality is just there in Division 1 teams, obviously, you know.
The debate continues in terms of the provincial championships. You've won a few recently with Donegal, but when I think of how cutthroat that championship is and how many strong teams are in it, compared maybe to other provinces, I guess it's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, you'll feel like you've really achieved something when you win it, but it's very hard to win one.
Yeah, it's funny. I suppose, you'd think we're having, I suppose, been starved of provincial success for a long number of years. When I first came into the panel, we hadn't won a provincial championship in years and years, and we wanted to win it, and it was always our be-all and end-all, and it continues to be a very, very strong point. And I think it has shifted for us insofar as, yes, it's brilliant to win a provincial championship, and we love it, and you want to be, I suppose, kingpins in your own province, but it is still a good building block to come off the back of that, even though we maybe haven't shown that or proved that in our Super 8 performances. But I still do believe it is a good building block for us. But listen, we need to put it right in Super 8s now going forward for this year, you know.
I get the feeling the Super 8s has changed things slightly as well, where you know that you're facing into that series of games, and it's almost like the championship in a way, in terms of the All-Ireland, begins there now.
Well, for us, I suppose, in Ulster, and you look at our first round draw against Tyrone this year, coming up now in 2020, you need to be in the ball all year round, and you need to be ready to go, I suppose, for league in February. Of us playing Division 1 this year, you need to be going for that date, and in May we're going to need to be ready for Tyrone, and it's about trying to get to the Super 8s is the big one for us. Maybe other teams in other provinces have that, I suppose, capacity that they can pace their year a little bit more, knowing that, I suppose their quality will bring them to the Super 8s. It's different for us, without a doubt. You have to be on the money straight away as the year starts, and essentially the season nearly runs into two types of seasons, getting yourself towards the Super 8s and trying to kick on from there if you're fortunate enough to make it. We're under no illusion, I suppose, even though we've been there the last 2 years. Getting there for us this year is going to be absolutely, it's going to be paramount, but it's going to be really, really difficult, bearing in mind that first round draw and bearing in mind the competitive nature and the up and coming teams that are in Ulster, you know. Mm.
you look at this Dublin team, where everyone is trying to catch 7 recent All-Ireland titles, 5 in a row. You've had tussles with them in recent years. Do they feel a bit away? Do they feel a long way away? Where are they?
Listen, they are where they are. You know, the results speak for itself. It's a results-based business. It's a results-based game. The best teams end up winning it. The Super 8s, I suppose, have taken away any, I suppose, hint of maybe surprise insofar as you might maybe catch a team out of the quarter-final stage or, you know, potentially the semi-final stage. But now, I suppose, if the team has a little blip in the Super 8s, they're able to go and win another 2 games to get themselves through. So, listen, Dublin, absolutely phenomenal. You haven't seen it in the history of our game. They're a phenomenal side. Teams are doing their best to try and cope. I do believe teams are on to, I suppose, a way and a method of trying to beat them. But that just doesn't happen overnight. Whereas once maybe that could have happened in one season, you need to really build on that for 3 to 4 seasons before you do that. And I suppose, and until the team do that, I suppose we're going to be sitting here speculating, you know.
Michael, everything's changing in terms of the rule changes. We've had changes to marks off kickouts. Now we've got offensive marks coming in, kickouts from different positions on the field, sin bins coming in. As a player, how do you feel about all this kind of change in this pre-season?
Listen, I'm open to improving the game whatever way we can. I suppose just the fear, I suppose, from being the real, you know, stereotypical GAA person. You know, do we really, really need to change the game that much? You know, do we need to think and be more innovative in terms of our coaching, in terms of the way we play the game with the current rules, and maybe try and break boundaries in regards to that there? I think maybe we do. Do we need to constantly keep changing our rules as maybe a makeshift? I don't know. Listen, the rules came in, I suppose, in the league last year, and they were there. Were they a success? I don't know. I think it's going to take a season, 2 seasons, 3 seasons for us to really finally figure out are they of benefit to our game, and are they going to help improve it as a spectacle? Is that ultimately what everybody wants, you know?
You've got that trophy beside us, your 3rd PWC All-Star. Does it mean as much to be a multiple winner as the first time you won it?
It's just nice, I suppose, to come up as a surprise, number one. I wasn't expecting to definitely get it. When you don't, I suppose, reach the latter stages of the championship, you don't expect to be up there with the gongs. But just to meet the footballers and the hurlers from all over the country is a brilliant thing to do. And I suppose the season is now over too, so you don't feel like you're letting your guard down either. So it's just great to mingle and to meet them. And as I say, it's an honour, and just thankful, as I say, to all the teammates and to everyone in Donegal for, I suppose, being given the opportunity to do it, you know.